Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Carolyn Balsany, who is the group head of U.S. product delivery for MasterCard. Carolyn, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
So the occasion for our chat, and it's always great to get together with you to talk about what MasterCard is doing in the area of safety and security from the cardholder's perspective, is some new research that you just released on how consumers feel about the security of their personal financial information. In taking a look at the briefing that you provided, I think there are some really interesting insights. What surprised you the most, Carolyn, about the work that you did? What did you find consumers were concerned about that perhaps you didn't focus on before?
One of the things that surprised me was right out of the gate, we know, right, the consumers have been impacted by recent events. And so 1 in 3 of the consumers surveyed said that they had their financial information compromised within the past 2 years. And they actually are fairly pessimistic about looking forward over the next 2 to 3 years. They expect that to only increase. So some 3/4 of them, or 77%, said they're concerned about their financial information. What was surprising about that is not that that number was high, but that it actually outpaces their concern about other events. So for instance, 62% of them said they'd be concerned about their email being hacked, or 59% said their house being robbed, or 46% said they were concerned about being pickpocketed. So this contrast, I think, really is a little bit surprising and certainly a sign of the time.
So financial information, obviously, up at the top of the list of big concerns that consumers express. And I would agree that it is because they're more attuned to the risk because there's been so many reported incidences. A question, though, that I wonder if you have an opinion about, and that is whether consumers distinguish between financial information like bank account information and payment card information like credit and debit card numbers. Did you get a sense from the survey as to whether or not consumers think of them as one big financial information blob, or whether they think of them differently and have different fears and concerns based on the different characteristics of that information?
We didn't ask them explicitly to dissect them differently or identify them differently, although we know from other studies that generally they tend to feel similarly about the information. Now, happily, from MasterCard's perspective, when it comes to card data, they also are quick to add on, though, that they understand that they're not liable for fraudulent activity, which is terrific, and it's a primary benefit of using electronic payments. That doesn't minimize, though, the disruption that they experience and the concern that it causes. So even if they believe that they're not responsible for the resulting fraud, it causes some kind of disruption to their ability to do payments while they're waiting to get a new card and have their account updated. And they still express concern about those transactions in the meantime.
Has this changed over time? I know this is something that you guys keep a pretty close watch on.
It has. It's continued to elevate over the past couple of years, but not surprisingly, again, given the level of activity that we've seen.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned is that consumers feel that they actually do enough to protect their financial information, although when you probed and asked specifically what they did, I think you discovered that perhaps they're not doing as much as they think they're doing. What is it that you think we as an industry need to do to get consumers more motivated to, in fact, take actions like changing their passwords or not using the same password across every single site that they have?
Well, you're right about some of the contradictions that we saw. So almost half of the consumers believe that they're personally responsible for protecting their own information, which is good. Almost all of them said, some 92% said they feel like they take precautions to protect themselves from their information being lost or compromised. And this is a happy note, they say that they would invest more time or energy into adopting new technologies if it promised greater security for them. And that was some 86% of them. So that's really good. You mentioned several things that consumers also confess to doing. So, you know, not changing passwords, using the same password across multiple accounts, using public networks to check information. And I think, Karen, the answer lies in heightened awareness. I think as an industry, we need to communicate even more rigorously the benefits of the technologies that are introduced in ways that consumers can help protect themselves. Because what they're telling us, at least, is that they're ready to embrace those.
Well, I think you're right. I think they're also telling us that there are so many places where consumers have passwords that there's a lot of friction in having lots of different passwords. So there needs to be a better way of authenticating consumers so that the burden is removed from the consumer to defaulting to using the same thing across multiple accounts.
Agree. I mean, we've all struggled, right, with remembering passwords and having to go through password resets across multiple accounts.
Yeah, it is a daily occurrence for me on some levels. Question about another finding which I thought was very interesting, and that is that consumers, as you mentioned, are very enthusiastic about new technologies and using them, whether it's chip cards or mobile payment technologies. And I wondered whether you have a sense of whether their enthusiasm for that and their comfort factor in terms of safety and soundness and security of their information is consistent across the online and physical channels. Is it dependent upon where they're using those devices, or is it dependent upon what they're using to transact?
So we didn't discern any differences in the way they're going to pay, so whether that's in a physical channel or in online, or even how they were going to pay, whether it was card or mobile device, and how they were going to authenticate themselves to that transaction. You know, as you noted, happily, what the consumers seem to be telling us is they want to be empowered with new ways to pay, and they're willing to adopt the technologies that are introduced to them to do that. And, you know, very specifically, they were really very, very open to using chip cards, which isn't surprising, right? We know that better than 20, probably hovering more closely to 30% of U.S. consumers now have chip cards in their wallets, and they're getting ready to use them. You know, they said they're really quite willing to use mobile digital payments. So they're either doing that or they plan to do it soon. And they even, when we asked questions about biometrics, which sometimes garners a little more passionate response from some three-fourths of the consumers said they've heard of biometrics, and many of them represented that they were willing to use them as an identification method. And I think that partially harkens back to your earlier comment about ease also, right? We don't have to remember what our fingerprint is.
That's very true. What does this tell you about the relationship that consumers have with their money? Any insights there?
Well, that was a fun part of the study. So in part of the study, we actually asked consumers how they see money, because for all of us in the financial industry, you know, we see it in precise ways. And it was interesting because 66% said they saw money as a means of providing daily needs, such as food, rent, clothes. You know, another half said that they see money as a means to support family, that they live for family dinners, weekends coaching soccer, baseball, you know, vacations with the car loaded down with bikes and boogie boards. Others said they see money as freedom and as a means to freedom. And so what was interesting to us is to look more deeply at these emotions and what money means to their daily lives, and look at what that tells us about how we introduce technologies, right? So If you're a consumer that sees money as a means of providing for daily needs, you know, I think that tells us from a technology standpoint, we need to be really focused on creating easy, hassle-free, safe, ubiquitous payment methods, right, that just seamlessly move into your daily life. If you see it as supporting your family, you probably also need it to equate more tightly to security and peace of mind. And so this takes us back to things like zero liability and identity theft alerts that we can introduce. And then for those that certainly see money as freedom and the freedom to do what they want and to be where they want and they value independence, I think that gives us insight into how do we lever technology to make that possible and to help enable multiple devices so those freedom seekers can just go and do, and whether they're paying with their phone that they already have in their hand or something that they're wearing on their wrist, it tells us something about that the human experience and the intersection of technology. So it was fun to look at that in a new lens.
Well, I think, though, what I also hear you saying is that regardless of the trigger point is for the emotion of money for different people, they expect it to be available to them and therefore available to them in a way that they can easily access it and feel secure about using it and trust that it will be kept secure. I think that's sort of the common denominator across all three of these things, whether you look at money as something that's a daily requirement or something that gives you the freedom to do whatever you want to do or to enable your family experience to be more enriched.
Absolutely. You know, what was also interesting is that I think conventional wisdom would have told us that we would have expected to see some of the metrics break across generational lines. So certainly, at least for me, I might have intuitively thought that the millennials would be more receptive to adopting new technology as a means to secure their information. And statistically speaking, we didn't see big deviations across generations on the stats. So I think that's both interesting and encouraging.
What do you attribute that to?
I think that increasingly consumers today are surrounded with technology every day. I'd like to believe that as technology companies, we're doing a good job understanding the human experience and that we're making it really accessible, right? Not just theoretically accessible with a manual that's 82 pages long, that it's more intuitive. And so, therefore, easier for the consumer to adopt.
So it sounds like you've generated a tremendous number of insights that came from looking at what consumers think and feel about money and the safety and soundness of their financial information. What are you going to do with all of these insights?
We'll do the same thing we've done with our other research. You know, you've seen some of our research that we've been doing specifically around the migration to EMV, for example. We use this research to help guide turnkey consumer communications that go out alongside of the introduction of new technologies. We also use it in the structure of some of our product development itself. So I think some interesting information was that most people, 95% of those surveyed, said they expect their banks to have the latest technologies to keep them safe. And so that tells us and our financial institution partners something about the pace with which and the breadth of solutions that need to be introduced to consumers. So we'll use it throughout the entire life cycle, right? Everything product development to product management to consumer communication.
It's really interesting research. I mean, clearly the expectations are very high on the part of consumers and their financial institution, and knowing what those expectations are and getting a better sense of how consumers look at their money and feel about the safety and security of their information is really valuable. Thanks, Carolyn, for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.